believe well. Once again, it's good to be with you. We thank the Lord for the blessed privilege to be in this house once again with the saints of God. It's been a while. I'd suffered pretty bad what many called it, the Chinese flu, but
whom shall we fear? The Lord. You shut
not when God's on our side. House and I can't make it back. And I was hardly make it back to the house. Took me a long time to make it back to the house. She had been in the kitchen working, and she didn't realize that I'd been gone that long. That was sickness, and I mean, it caused the fear to come on me. There's other. Listen to the first thing. Have you ever been in that position? Have you ever? Think about it. Ask yourself that question. Maybe the Psalm And I'm talking about, we're building in Christianity as well. And so, what have I to dread? What have I? And folks, I want you to know something. It is a very true reality that if you stand for this old book, there's going to be people on the outside, in your family, your close friends, they're going to leave you because you just don't understand. Just because. I have a little tape on there. It's been there for over 18 years. Charles Spurgeon once said, "What have you and I to do with the times?" Men of morbid mentality are always going to be there. Stand firm. Stay the course. Listen, Charles. That's scary. That is scary, folks. I go back and I think about what was said in the book of John in chapter 15. Listen, I want you to know something. You got to abide in the vine. Or else you're going to dry up and wither away. No, I don't care. As a pastor, I have preached many funerals. I'm not just the pastor of our church, I pastor a community. And I have people that call on me all the time. People who are in need. People who are dying. And there's times funniest alto that I've ever heard a woman preach. But as she sang, you could hear that sweet voice, and she sang. What a joy! The fact. Before she went, she was singing the songs of praise. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God does that for you. That's what God will do for you. If you're not God's word efficient for us? Is it not sufficient? You don't know. Should be fear. You say, well, preacher, maybe I'm just not as strong as I need to be. You know what? I don't think there's any of us as strong as we need to be. But I'll tell you this, that God's grace is sufficient. He said, He speaks on your behalf. He speaks on my behalf. Who shall set the who was preaching in the 1700s in Germany. I stand amazed that God has allowed me the privilege to preach out of the same book. Shall persecution or famine or we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Now listen to Paul. All of this persuaded. You know where that comes from? That comes from deep inside the soul where Jesus Christ is. We're not persuaded. So what have I to dread? What? The way to peace. May God help you is our prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, amen, brother.
Thank you so much, brother.